You would love this.
Hello. Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Matthew? Hi, Matthew.
Yeah, well, hello.
How are you doing today?
Go ahead.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's going on?
Well, I know you were talking here with Mary, my representative, and she wanted me to kind of go over the pricing and details with you, but also making sure that it would be a good fit for your business, right? So, wow, you're pretty close to where I live. Interesting. I live
where
in Anaheim. I live in Anaheim. You know where that that storage place is? Right off, kind of like the 5 freeway? Manchester?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. They got a soccer park.
I'm sorry?
They've got a soccer park or something right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm right off of Walnut. So you're pretty close. Well,
okay.
Definitely keeping you in mind. So Matthew, currently what I wanted to ask you is this, because I'm reading through the notes. So you go to like Garden Grove, that's like the base area, right?
Kind of a center point of the circumference, that's all.
Okay. And
so
then
if
3 years in
if
business.
I say 15 miles,
uh-huh.
15 miles, I might not make it to the beach cities. And then I might also be going out to like Chino, and that's not reflective of the service area that we have.
Okay, but I'm assuming you also cover like Fullerton, Buena Park, those areas as well.
Yep, all on my website. If you want to take a look, Lockout Services.
Yep, that's what I'm actually pulling up right now. Okay, what are you currently doing right now? As far as marketing, and that's generating more business for you? Or is it all more word of mouth?
No, this industry will never be word of mouth, really. It's primarily based with customers that are in the moment looking for immediate service, primarily. And then following which, you have like a small customer base that are based out of loyalty and word
right.
of mouth or reference. Very, very small amount.
Okay. I see the Google Business profile.
Marketing. Yeah.
Right. And the Google Business profile, is that something that you're managing on your own, or are you working with someone? I noticed it's got a different phone number, though.
Yeah, that's either the office line or my personal line. I'm not sure which. So.
Okay, it's a 949 number. So are you working with someone to manage this for you, or do you do it yourself?
No, it's pretty simple, straightforward. I get more than enough calls, generating enough business, but, you know, I'm always looking for more leads.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking these questions is to kind of narrow down what would be the best option for you. I'm kind of leaning towards our Platinum package because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that we do things here is we set the program at a fixed flat rate. It is month to month and there's no contracts. So you wouldn't be charged per call, per job, or per click. With the new in business rate, Matthew, you're looking at $249 a month, month to month. Now, what that would include for you would be first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing, and then we do Facebook advertising. We could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It is a click-to-call ad. You're not going to incur additional click fees because you're paying a flat rate. We always ensure that your website's attached. We're not going to tinker with it. And then we also include the mobile platform. So whether someone's performing that search and they're using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would still find you listed on that first page. It, like, pretty much would cover all of your bases.
And if what's the costing without the Facebook?
Without the Facebook, basically what you're looking at is $199. That's what we call our super basic package. All that includes is just the local listing first page, so managing your Google Business profile on the first page. It includes directory submission and then the mobile platform. Facebook advertising is what's going to help you target outside of what Google says is your local area. Google's going to consider your local area to be like a 5 to 10 mile radius.
okay? Not that it's a huge difference. It's just I don't see Facebook as a marketable demographic. Everyone's just scrolling and doing whatever. There's no real people shopping for service.
The way Facebook ads, how they work, is retargeting. So if someone's done that search on Google for your service, and as soon as they go to Facebook, they're going to be retargeted. I know what you're saying. It's a way to kind of reach a larger audience, right? They might not need your service at that moment, but as long as they're being retargeted, eventually they're going to remember who you are. So when that service is needed, they're finding you, right? But yeah, I mean, you could always go with the local only, but you're looking at $199 a month. So it's a $50 difference, which I know for me, that kind of goes a long ways. It's like a half a gas tank for me in my Ford, but you know.
And does that still include the Bing and the,
Yeah, it'll still include Bing and the mobile platform, the $199. The only thing it is not including, Matthew, is just the Facebook advertising. That's the only thing that it's not including.
And then do you guys have some sort of reference for your company? Or, you know, I suppose you have to have some sort of website or some sort of...
We do. In fact...
biography, someone...
Yeah, absolutely. The number that we're speaking on, do you get text messages on the 657 number by chance?
Yep.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page, and the package that you're going to want to look at is the one that says Pro. That's what I call the local-only package. We're a California-based company. In fact, we're based out of Fountain Valley, but, you know, after COVID, everybody gets to work from home, right? So, which is kind of a perk for me because my husband's on dialysis, so I'm able to kind of, you know, stay a little bit closer to him. I don't know if that's the best thing, but, you know, it has its perks to it. I'm going to send you this link, and it'll give you the background of our company. We'll actually be celebrating 20 years this coming month, in December. So our company, we've been in business for quite a long time, helping businesses like yourself with that online presence. If you don't mind me asking you, is there anything in particular that you're looking for as far as with marketing that you're trying to achieve, like at this very moment, or?
Well, I'm building with contractors and employees a network that I need to be able to sustain my employees and my business, including my expenses.
Right.
You know Google, then you know Google is fairly expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So if
are you doing Google Ads?
You know, every time I do, they just surprise me with how expensive it is, and I end up shutting it down. Yeah, I have a Google Ads campaign, a couple of them, but they're not...
producing?
Yeah, I'm totally in shock every time, but if the bills that come back from them, it's just retarded.
You know? Really?
And you know, when I got a lot of business from them, I have a call coming in from a customer, so I do have to put you on a brief hold.
Yeah, go ahead.
When
go
I
ahead,
did get
take
a lot
it.
Of calls from them, I found, you know, the cost in return was always in question. Just give me a quick second.
Okay, take the call. I'll wait.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. No worries. Quick question. You talked about Google Ads. You've been running a couple of different campaigns, right?
Yes.
And it's come out pretty expensive. You're not talking about Google Guaranteed, correct?
Well, I have Google Guaranteed and local services, and those are the ones that are like they're just caking it on every every which way. You get a $500 bill here, $500 bill there.
Really? How many leads are you taking?
I'm trying to get as many as I can, but they're not producing as much as I can handle. So.
Okay. I mean, because Google Guaranteed, I was going to offer it to you. I was going to offer it to you, but since you already have that, Google Guaranteed is a really good program. I'm surprised that. I know it's also kind of bidding because, Matthew, I mean, there's a lot of locksmiths, right, in Orange County. So what happens is that you're kind of like on a bidding. So, like, you're having to pay sometimes either double or triple
I've got
the cost.
I know on every one of these calls I'm getting, I know I have to pay. I've got another one coming in right now, so I do have to take it. Grab it.
No. Grab it.
Hello, Matthew speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, it's Nadine still.
Yeah.
I was on hold. So you could take
sorry
your call.
About that. I'm sorry. I
no
missed
worries.
All this back and forth. I missed your name again. I'm sorry.
Nadine? Nadine.
Nadine.
N-A-D-I-N-E. Yeah. So, what's your lead cost that you're paying to the Google Guarantee, the local service?
They just keep billing me out fuck tons of money. It's kind of embarrassing. The threshold on this is kind of, it's kind of crazy.
Cause like, I'll give you an example. Because you're in Anaheim, right? You're based out of the 92801. So when I look it up, like with us, and our service fee is already included in it. When we start a company with Google Guaranteed, we typically start them off with up to 13 leads in the month, right? Because we want them to see how it works first before they start taking on more leads. So with up to 13 leads in a month, you're looking at $261. Basically, your leads are costing you $20. As you know, the kicker on it, you know, someone calls you outside of your service area, unqualified, or as long as you don't accept the job, or someone calls you for a service you don't offer, unqualified, right? Now, that lead cost, I'm going to tell you, you could qualify for the max bidding, right? Which kind of sounds like they probably have you on that. And as you know, you can pay anywhere between double to triple the cost to get closer to the top. The difference with us doing it is because we're optimizing that profile. We're managing it for you. Are you paying Google directly on your own?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The customers decided to call me back again. One brief second, please.
Get it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's embarrassing like this. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So, honestly, they tapped me in the last 30 days for about $7,000 on Google.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
I'm through the roof. And it's pissing me off a little bit, to be honest, because they keep trying to rein them back in, and then they're just doing whatever. There is a lot of competition, and there's a lot of money to be made here. That said, they did, you know, they scored me whatever it was, 80 leads a week, and the money is there to support it, but with the kind of calls that we're getting, you know, you have to anticipate there's still a lot of issues. You know, there's all kinds of issues with...
So let me ask you this. Was the $7,000
like,
from the leads
or from the Google
ads?
So, yeah, well, I canceled the ads because that month it was like $12,000. That's what I was about to say is... It was like $12,000 for 1 month and then $7,000 for another, and I got it under control. But yeah, no, it's not, you know, line up. They had one fucking stupid, I mean, I'm sure you've seen this. What is it? Ad optimizer where they use any unspent budget on, blanket marketing. Fuck. That meant that every day they're spending any unspent budget.
Oh my God.
Pushing. So let's say your day folds in where you hit your $500 threshold at 11 o'clock, you know, and they've spent, they'll spend on the next $500, you know, whatever, 6 o'clock at night, they'll spend the next $500 on the same day because it's optimizing your advertising. It's a fucking shit show. And I'm trying to get them under wraps, but I can't afford the guys, you know, they're out there, I'll manage everything for $1,500. You know, I don't want to, I, not that I'm against paying for it, but I can't, you know, if I'm in the middle of the process and, you know, on November 21st, Google is going to clean up local services to remove anybody who's not vetted with Google Guarantee or licensing. So I'm anticipating a lot of these people just getting out of the water anyway. So my calls will improve. The amount of leads will be improving. And, you know, I just got to get off the hook with some of this costing because they're, it's no joke. Yeah, I think $8,000 was like the least amount they charged me so far. And even that, you know, it's a lot. $3,500 a month $3,500 a week is what they were at, for one point of time when that was about $12,000 or something like that. Or,
oh my God.
Three, six, nine, 12. Yeah, that was about. So yeah, I've gotta get somebody like you guys on my side, and I just canceled out Thumbtack and Yelp because they're just fucking milking me too hard. I got $1,500 going out Yelp with, you know, less than a 10% return. Well, no, 10%. Let's be honest. It's probably about a 35% to 40% return, and that's still not good enough to keep doing business with them. And even that's with 800 leads in however many times. I just can't be stuck on the phone with these cats all the time.
Yeah.
You know, with customers that just want to kick tires. So if you want to sign me up, I can shoot your credit card number. We can get it done. I'm thinking basic is good. I heard something that you kind of caught my ear with about capping out my leads, and that's not so interesting at all. I need more leads, not less, and they need to be qualified. So, yeah, of course, the usual filter would be great. SEOs, dump them in, keywords, dump them in, try and go with brand specific and or exact, as well as broad if you can, as long as it doesn't fuck with my pricing. And, you know, I could see transferring you guys like up to maybe 500 to maybe more dollars of guaranteed business every month, whereby, you know, when we start talking about leads, I don't know what your costing is, but it's got to maintain a certain steady flow of certain amount that are directly linked to your work, because otherwise I don't want to be double charged or double dinged.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not. I'm just kind of giving you an idea how we started off. I mean, we have clients that are like, listen, I want 50 leads a month, right? Does that mean they're going to get all 50? No. Because if they don't get all 50, it rolls over to the next month. And what they're doing is replenishing to get it back up to that same budget, right? That's
but how
we do it.
But how do you qualify your leads over? How do you qualify your leads? No. I don't mean double ding like that. I mean, how do I know my leads are coming from you and not straight from Google? How can I qualify the work that you're doing?
So the Google guaranteed, right?
Effective.
What we're doing,
yeah.
The local service ads, we're optimizing that profile. Okay, so we're managing it for you. It's still going to be the same process for you where you're getting the call coming directly to you, the leads being sent to you. It's still the same process. The only difference is that we're now managing it for you instead of you managing it yourself. Any issues or anything like that, we're the ones handling it. So,
can you get this costing down?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what would you want to start off with, like $1,000 a month budget?
What are you talking about? $1,000 a month?
I'm talking about two different things.
My weekly budget with local service is $3,000.
Okay, that's your weekly budget.
And it's not enough. They're not bringing in enough leads to me. And more to the point, it's not even just about the leads. It is because it's a numbers game. I'll close as long as I get the leads. I'll close them and we'll be making money. That's not a problem. The number
right.
game is working there. It's fine. The numbers in my industry are fine, but I would ideally like to drop them down a percentage in all of that. I mean, $3,500 a week is a lot. $3,000 a week is a lot for me because at the same time, I've still got to close all these deals, that still sounds like $500 a day. If I'm open 6 days a week, that's $500 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is a big enough budget that I shouldn't have to be worrying about leads. But honestly, I'd rather have them reduced and get more leads that I can qualify and close than have more leads with whatever optimization where they're just sending me shit calls. I don't know how much they're charging me, which ones are qualifying, which ones are vetted, which ones aren't. I'm just taking calls. I'm fielding the calls. I'm doing the work. I have technicians and contractors I can work with. They haven't met my maximum threshold yet at all. And I know it's because there's a lot of competition in the market, and every time I turn around, I see a competitor of mine who's contracting, who's basically a contractor. They just have their name out there, and then they're selling those calls back out to me and to other people like me. And that's what really pisses me off, because these people aren't even out in the field. So you've got people out there that are working on the face value. I mean, maybe that's a working business model. I don't know. I don't think of it as the same way.
So it doesn't sound like you're monitoring. You're not using the monitoring tool to see. And I get why, because you're going from one call to the next. But the monitoring tool is what's going to tell you what's legitimate and what lead wasn't to be disputed. Do you see what I'm saying?
But I don't know. They have an automatic system now where they do their own verification. That's what I've understood.
Right, but you can still dispute.
All right, well, I guess that's something. So what you'll do, monitoring on per call and verify each recording?
Well, all the calls are recorded, every single call.
Well, that's
and yes,
saying.
We do.
But
yeah, we do.
You'll verify them?
Yeah.
Okay.
AI is listening. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
So, anyhow, like I said, I'd be happy to start you off. I don't know what this 13 leads a week or month or $100 or whatever that crap was. It's got to sound more like 50, you know, I need like, what is it, 50 a week. And that's not
You need
job.
At
like,
least
I'm
50?
I'm already at 50 a week at least. So, and that's after I've tuned them down a little bit where I didn't have to keep taking their fucking
Yeah,
bullshit.
So if you were doing, so that's the thing, like at 50 a week, you're looking at about $1,000 monthly budget, right? If you want, and that's at 50 for the month, right? 50 leads in the month, but you're talking about you need at least 50 leads a week, right?
Yep. And how much does that cost?
So you're looking at
$1,000
monthly budget.
I'm already closing that. Now, can I shut them off and you turn you on? Like, what's the
So, first of all, there's a transfer fee of $250 for us to take over. Okay?
Whatever. Okay.
And then after that, you continue paying Google the leads, but you pay us a 25% service fee separate. Does that make sense?
What's the 25%?
So our service fee is 25% management fee.
Working calculation, please.
What do you mean?
The call is $1,000. Give me a working calculation, please.
The 25%?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see what
I
you're saying. Like if it's $1,000, like what's...
Who's getting
Give
more?
Me a second. Let me pull up my calculator here.
So you're talking, I obviously understand fractions and 25% is 1/4 of the cost of, but if I'm paying $3,000 this week for local services, you're telling me you're going to charge me $750?
Correct, for the management fee.
$750.
If now, you're using, but me, if you're using me, the full $3,000, that's if you're using the full $3,000.
Well, no, they're charging me $3,000, whether or not it is or isn't. To the point here,
but that's not how it works when we're managing it, Matthew.
I've got 5 more minutes, and I got to jump out, and I'm appreciated. Yes, I do appreciate that. Can I just try to isolate something here? I'm talking about the difference of I'm closing $3,000 now. You're willing to do the same service or whatever it is that you do at $750. This is part of a working calculation. I'm trying to figure out the value of X. How many more leads will I be getting than the $3,000 that I'm paying for now with the $3,700 that I would be paying using your services? What is the exponential increase percentage-wise of leads that I would be getting? And how would that balance out? Wouldn't that then make my new SEO factored advertising cost at $3,500 plus another $2,000?
No, because we're not doing the SEO. We're talking about straight local service ads. I guess what it comes down to is this, right? If you want to start off with our local only package, you can, and we're going to handle that local SEO for your Google business profile. If you want us to assist you with your local service ads, you're going to be paying Google directly still, but whatever leads that you're receiving, we're going to be charging you the 25% management fee of whatever leads that you receive in that month. That's how we operate. Depending on the demographic,
right.
There's a lot of factors
into
it.
But how does that... So knowing very well your 25%, I mean, you know very well your cost that you want to reap from the exchange. I want to know very well what is my advantage. Is it 30% more calls?
Is it 10% less cost on my local service? Where is my numbers? You know your numbers.
I
know my numbers. What are the numbers I want to hear? Because you're telling me the numbers you want to hear. You want to hear me, yes, Nadine, here's your 25% check.
No, that's not what I want to hear.
No, but it is.
That's really not.
It is what I can do, but I need to do that. I need to know what numbers I'm looking at.
Well, it would be hard for me to tell you what exact numbers, because we would have to get into it. We would have to get in there and give a diagnostic, right? It's not like we could just say, oh, it's XYZ. We got to know what's missing. We got to know what needs to be optimized exactly to get you that number. I can't just throw a number out at you.
That's fine. Well, I wouldn't sign it then until we do.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
You want to sign me up for $199?
Sure. Sure.
You want to make a couple hundred bucks?
You're so silly.
What do you need?
I need the best email address for you. You're like, you want to make a couple hundred bucks. Matthew.
matt92648@outlook.com is the easy one. If you want another one that's more... Yeah, just go with that one. Matt92648.
I would say it's one that you would check frequently is the one I would recommend. So it's matt92648@outlook.com, right?
Yep. I use my security clearances in another account.
Okay.
That's okay. That's
okay.
Good.
All right. I'm
so
going to send
on
you...
on the back end, we're licensed.
Yes,
insured.
Sir.
We're licensed. We're insured. Yeah, send it through. I'm waiting for you. Do you want me to give you the credit card number now? I have 1 minute.
Well, it's not going to take 1 minute. I'm going to need at least 10 minutes of your time. So unless we schedule a call back, but I can't do this in 1 minute. I'm not just going to take your card. I have a process. I got to read you a voice verification. I got to do notes and schedule your client interview. And I know you're busy, but I need at least 10 minutes.
Your next most convenient time, please.
Well, you let me know what works for you.
I
can call you in 30 minutes. You need an hour? I can call you in an hour.
Yeah, maybe 45. I'll try and meet you.
Okay.
30 minutes to an hour.
Okay. I'll try you in 30 minutes. If you're not available, I'll call you back in an hour. Okay?
Sounds good. Yep.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Sounds good. Bye-bye.